So that is our scoring summary from the first half. And let's take a look at our stats here from Delhi. Nealis is 5-for-6 with 175 yards passing and 4 touchdowns. Angelo Kristen, as we said before, 2 catches for 117 yards and a touchdown. Schnabel, 2 receptions for 35 yards and 2 TDs. Ryan Wilson, 5 rushes, 93 yards and a TD. So some really nice first half stats there for Delhi.
Let's just clarify one thing. You said 5-for-6 throwing?
5-for-6.
And out of those 5, 4 have been completed for touchdowns.
Yes, sir.
If I'm a coach, that's a pretty good ratio right there.
Yeah, Nealis has been throwing it all over and really doing a nice job, and the receivers are doing a good job. He has a lot of weapons, and that's one luxury that Delhi has had the last few years. It's not just, hey, we got one guy. So teams can load up on him. I mean, he can throw to 3, 4, 5 guys on this offense, and that makes it tough. Having a receiver like Angelo Kristen as well makes a lot of help because he's 6'5". He certainly can throw it up high for him.
And what makes it even more challenging is if I'm going up against this offense here for Delhi, now I know they can throw the ball very effectively, but I also know, obviously, they can run the ball inside and outside, and it's very tough to try to take away all three parts of the game. Because, all right, let's say they're a ground-and-pound team. All right, we load the box. We make them have to throw it. They're exclusively a throw team. You know, we play that a little bit more. With this team, it's very hard to play just one part of the game.
Yeah, it certainly is, and it's just really making me think what's going to happen down the road, because we have some fun matchups looming. It's hard not to look ahead. I know every coach is, oh, 1 week at a time. Well, I'm not a coach. I don't have to look 1 week at a time. I'm pumped up for when Walton plays Delhi, or when Delhi plays Tioga, or Walton plays Tioga. You name it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Next week, Walton and Tioga, I believe, play each other, and that'll be a great early test for Walton and Tioga both. I mean, both teams are playing very, very good football right now. As you saw today, Walton, Spencer, Van Etten. They haven't lost a game yet this year, and Delhi playing very well again today, and we all know about Tioga.
I think the key is, and a lot of local fans will say this, you get so excited about your team in the early going. The true test is Tioga. You don't really know where you stand until you have your regular season matchup with them. If you can hang around and make that a close game, then sure, I think you're the real deal. Sometimes that's my test in the media is, okay, how'd you do against Tioga? You know, and that's they have just become the gold standard for Section 4 small school football.
Absolutely, and the thing is it's the same thing I always said owning on it, because back then when we were B, Maine and Well,
yes.
Right?
Yep.
How did you fare against them? Because how many schools in this area had a 30-for-30 on ESPN, right?
Exactly.
and I mean like a legitimate 30-for-30 done by ESPN. Maine and Well did that.
Yeah.
They had that done, and that was obviously during their stretch of 50 whatever games in a row and every year a state championship. But Tioga's in the same ballpark as them for Class D. And as you said, how'd you fare against Tioga? And now with the one division for Class D, where it's not split up with the two different parts of you know, the division, Walton's going to have to face them. Delhi's going to have to face them. Walton next week, Delhi a little bit later. And then to finish off the season, Walton and Delhi play against each other in what could be a very important game.
Very important game for playoff seedings and standings. And, you know, if you're looking at any time throughout the year and you want the football standings, you can go to natelull.com, just click on standings. That'll all be right there. I'll be updating those later today. So you can always have a fresh look of where teams are with their division record and what their overall record is. And my goal is to have that updated for you each Friday and each Saturday for football. And it's for other sports, too. Soccer, field hockey, volleyball, it's all on there. So you can go get those standings. You can go get those scores. It's all on natelull.com, or you can get there through WCDOsports.com. So we're going to take a quick break here. Again, our halftime score, Delhi 34, Sydney 7. And it's our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. And again, our score update from down the road, Walton 38, Spencer Van Etten and Kander 16 at the half down in the land of the Orange Crush, not too far from here. So we'll take a break. We'll be right back. Again, Delhi 34, Sydney 7, halftime here at DA on WCDO.
When it's time to paint, it's time to visit the paint experts at Village Variety, Main Street in Unadilla. For over 35 years, we have been the area's Benjamin Moore paint store. In fact, we can match the color you want from a 1-inch square sample. Village Variety carries 15 different Benjamin Moore paint lines, and all their Regal Select Latex paints are 100% VOC compliant, helping to protect the environment. If you need a vapor barrier for your bathroom, kitchen, or laundry room to avoid moisture problems, we can help there too. Village Variety, your Benjamin Moore paint store on Main Street in Unadilla.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. With the arrival of cold weather come slick roads and wandering deer. Unfortunately, those things cause accidents. And if you have an accident, I hope you will consider Sydney Auto Body. We have provided quality repair services on thousands of vehicles. Only qualified trained professionals work on your vehicle. We treat your vehicle like it's our own, and it doesn't leave our shop unless it meets my approval. Remember, after an accident, it's your choice when choosing an auto body repair shop. And I hope you'll give Sydney Auto Body the opportunity to help make things better. We're located on 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
I bet you didn't know that you may be eligible to join Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. If you have children enrolled and attending school in Chenango, Delaware, or Otsego County, or if you have an immediate family member who is currently a member, you are eligible. Contact the office today to see how you can take advantage of the many benefits of membership at Shandello Federal Credit Union, where our rates on savings are competitive and our loan rates are the same for all of our qualified members. One size fits all. Visit them at 114 Main Street, Franklin.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. It's our Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report live here from Delaware Academy. We'll hold it here for a minute. We'll take one more break before we get started for the third quarter. Delhi leading Sydney 34-7. And we'll get you set for the start of the third quarter here coming up. Walton leading Spencer Vanette and Kander 38-16 down the road. And so both these teams, Delhi and Walton, on a collision course for later this year, hoping to stay undefeated as long as they can. All roads lead to a matchup with Tioga, it looks like, as well. But, you know, a lot of teams played last night. There wasn't a whole lot going on here today in terms of local games. So it was really this or the Walton game. But some of our teams last night, of course, BG falling to Tioga last night, 55-6. Let me see if I can pull up some of the other scores here for you in case you didn't get to hear any of those. We decided to go over and do that soccer game, which ended up being really a lot of fun last night, a 2-2 game between Unitego and Green. So we enjoyed bringing that to you on WCDO. All right, scores from last night. Afton-Harpersville tops Deposit Hancock 20-12. So that was a good game between the Hornets and the Eagles. As I said, BG fell to Tioga 55-6. Eight-man action, Moravia beats Unadilla Valley 66-22. We know how good that UV team was, so that just shows how good Moravia was from the western part of the section. Norwich beat Windsor 28-6. Oneonta took down Shenango Valley 35-6. And Groton defeats Unitego Franklin 52-0. So those were the scores from last night in our area. Green was supposed to play Oxford last night, and they ended up not playing that game. I think Oxford was a little light on numbers, so Green was unable to find another opponent in time. So you feel bad for the Trojans. I was talking to Coach Gorton about that. He said, it's tough because that gives us 2 weeks on our schedule where we didn't have a game. So, but that's kind of the world we live in right now, especially with eight-man. You lose a couple guys to injuries, and you know, your season could be in jeopardy. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll start you off with the third quarter. Delhi 34, Sydney 7. We'll be back on CDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties too. Call 967-3111.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowell and Skylar Thompson with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. We get you set for the start of the third quarter here, wrapping up our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. Keep that number handy, 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. And so Sydney will be receiving to start the second half here. Again, they're in the white tops with the maroon pants, the gray helmets with the Sydney S on the side. Delhi is in the maroon tops, the gray pants, and the white helmets with that strip down the center, that black strip. So Delhi will be kicking off, and we'll see if some of the, you know, starters go back in. Delhi had brought in some of the younger guys off the bench to end the second quarter. We'll see if the starters go back in here to start this second half. Again, Delhi leading 34-7. We'll keep you updated on that Walton game as well. Delhi kicking off, and Sydney will receive with Logan Russo out to the 30-yard line. Hits a pile of bodies there, a big collision. And Russo is brought down at the 30, and that's where Sydney will start, going right to left on your radio dial. So, Sky, if you're Sydney here, what can you try to do in this second half to slowly chip away, and maybe more importantly, you know, not worry about, okay, we've got to come all the way back, just improving with some of these young guys, because we know the future is bright in Sydney, and they're getting some good game reps today.
I would say do a lot of what you did in the first half, really, to be honest. I think that you saw a few times the pass plays were working. Sometimes they were just off, you know, the same wavelength, same page on that one. But I think if you keep trying to attack that way, pick up 3 to 5 yards each play, work on that stuff, I think that that would do a lot of good for them.
Waiting for the snap here. Here's Dylan Easton. He's going to hand off to Marino. Slipped on first down and maybe picks up a yard. Actually, no, that was not Marino, who was coming off the bottom of the pile there for the Sydney Warriors. So we have a new running back there in Corbin Cash, who we talked a lot about in our pregame show, and Coach Matthews spoke very highly of him, said he's been doing some nice things as a sophomore coming up to varsity here. And he said a lot of this is growing pains for these guys. When they were at the modified or the JV level, they could do whatever they wanted out there. So they looked flashy. They looked great. He goes, the physicality of varsity is a whole nother deal.
It's a whole new speed, too. Everything happens that much faster.
Easton throws to the outside. He's got Russo to the 35, and he's knocked out of bounds, but a good pickup there. And so this is going to be third down and about 4 to go for the Sydney Warriors. Fresh into the third quarter, 11-10 to go. Delhi leading 34-7. And so waiting for the play call from the sideline here.
And just like for Sydney, too, not only their young guys, a guy like Jalen Reardon, who we talked about, who has a lot of height to him, good athlete, who's never played before, there's going to be those growing pains.
Yeah, that has to be a lot to learn in a short amount of time. Corbin Cash on third down and short is going to come up short of the first down, so it's going to be fourth down coming up here. He needed four. I'd say he got maybe two or three. So here we go. Going to be a fourth down and about a yard to go. Looks like Sydney's going to roll the dice here. Fresh out of the halftime break. Down 34-7 with 10:45 to go in the third quarter. Let's see if they can muscle it over. think Delhi trying to stay home and make sure they don't jump here. Easton is under center. No, he's in the shotgun. Throws to the outside, and it's incomplete. Sailed that one. He was looking for Russo. I think they were trying to get Delhi to jump on the hard count. They didn't do it, and Sidney throws it away. Turnover on downs.
They definitely tried. Credit to Delhi staying disciplined in that situation, not jumping. You could tell Sidney was going for that. Great job by Delhi.
Yeah, very nicely done. And Delhi's going to take over at the 39-yard line here. They are in Sidney territory. So, again, Delhi in the maroon tops, the gray pants, the white helmets going left to right with 10.5 to go here in this third quarter. They're going to pick up at the 40-yard line. Nealis is going to hand off. And up the middle, ball's loose, but picked up by Schnabel, falls on it on the 30, ends up being a net positive for the Bulldogs, and going to be very close to a first down here. Maybe about 2 yards short. Ball spotted at the 31-yard line as Delhi goes left to right.
We've seen the ball pop out a few times for Delhi, once on that punt that Sidney definitely should have recovered, and a couple other times as well. Delhi's recovered all of them, but Coach Newman for Delhi is probably after this game going to be talking to them about we have to secure the ball better.
Yeah, a few times it's popped free, and you can't afford those mistakes when you get deeper into the season. Here is Milas, again, going to hand off to Ryan Wilson between the tackles, carrying two defenders, runs over a guy at the 15 down to the 10, carrying two defenders all the way to the 5-yard line for D.A.
Wow.
What a run. He's just got guys hanging off of his back, and he's still moving. So a first and goal now for Delhi with 9.5 to go here in this third quarter. Delhi leading 34-7. And, boy, when Wilson gets that ball, it's hard to bring him down.
And once he gets a little bit of speed behind him, too, it just, he's like a, what was the expression we used earlier?
Bull in a china shop. He's like a battering ram in there. He really is. So the ball's at the 5, first down, and goal to go. Nealis has got a man in motion. It's Sam Davis from right to left. They're going to hand off and run up the middle. It's good. Touchdown for Ryan Wilson for the DA Bulldogs. Makes it 40-7 with 9:11 to go here in the third quarter. And we'll see if they can kick the extra point here as Wilson gets his second TD of the game. About a 5-yard run there for Wilson. Schnabel coming in to do the extra point duties. Nealis the holder. And waiting for the snap here on the extra point. Snap is good. Hold is good. Schnabel kicks this one right through. Makes it 41-7. Delhi on top of Sidney with 9:10 to go in the third quarter. We'll be back on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
A nice return for Sidney right there. Bringing it up was Lucas DeMott. A couple of hard hits on the blocks to free him, and he gets all the way up to about the 40-yard line. But Sidney has some work to do. They trailed Delhi 41-7 with 9 minutes to go in the third quarter. I'm Nate Lowe, joined by my color commentator today, Sky Thompson. Glad to have you along. And if you're listening online, too, WCDOsports.com, that is all courtesy of our sponsor, SFCU. We appreciate their support of local high school sports. And here is Dylan Easton, Sidney with the ball going right to left. They try a little option pitch to the outside. I think it's a fumble. Marino is able to fall on it, but he had a swarm of Bulldogs coming after him. Bulldogs are saying they got the ball. We haven't seen an official signal yet. They're coming off the pile. They got it. Bulldogs have the ball after that fumble. And another little miscommunication costs the Sidney Warriors their Sky.
Yeah, it didn't look like Sydney was ready for the option on that one. I'm sorry for puzzling a little bit, but I'm just trying to figure out what happened there. It was it looked like a designed option the whole way, but the halfback there didn't look like he was thinking it was coming.
Yeah, it looked like he wasn't expecting it. Ball came, and it looked like he was going to fall on it, but about three or four Delhi Bulldogs were chasing him down, and he didn't stand a chance there as the Bulldogs were able to rip it away. So here's Delhi taking over after the turnover on the 31-yard line here, again going left to right. They're deep in Sydney territory with 8.5 to go in the third quarter. And Delhi leading at 41-7. We'll keep an eye on that Walton game as well. Don't worry. Hand off here to Schnabel. Breaks into the second level at the 15 to the 10. Tripped up down to the 5. And he was just inches away from putting another score on the board for the Delhi Bulldogs. First down and goal to go for DA. Boy, Schnabel, you can just tell he's one of those guys that doesn't want to go down no matter what.
Ever.
Doesn't matter the situation. He does not want to go down. And so he gets down. They're going to mark him at about the 7-yard line here. And so first down and goal to go for the Delhi Bulldogs, currently leading 41-7 over Sydney with 7:55 to go in this third quarter. And the Bulldogs trying to punch another one in here. Nealis is under center. He's got Davis in the backfield as well as Brock Matice. And they're going to do a little end around, and it's going to be in, but we do have a flag on the play. Adam Cook, who was recently called up from modified, is into the end zone here for Delhi, but let's see what this flag does. I think it might be bringing it back, which would be too bad. I'm sure that Cook wants that touchdown there. And so the flag is down at about the 12-yard line, which is about the line of scrimmage. Yeah, it looks like it's coming back. With 7.5 to go in this third quarter, Delhi 41 and Sydney 7.
And you mentioned being called up for modified. I can't imagine the jump modified to varsity, because a lot of schools don't have JV teams anymore.
Yeah. Yep.
So to make that jump without a JV team is a massive jump.
And so this will be a first down for Davis. Stumbled as he got the handoff and falls forward to about the 20-yard line here for the Bulldogs. Coming up on 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. And so a nice attempt there by Davis, but he got tripped up as he hit the line and got brought down. So ball going to be spotted here at about the 21-yard line, I would say. Second down and not far to go here for the Bulldogs if they want to move the chains. Not 100% sure here on the yardage that they need for this first down. Nealis is going to roll out, pump fakes, goes to the right side, wants to tuck in a run. He's got to the 20, down to the 15 here for the Bulldogs. So, yeah, it's going to be third down here, and they are going to move the marker here. Sorry, I was just a little confused by the marker there with 6:20 to go in this third quarter. Delhi leading 41-7. Yeah, they're going to have to put this one in, basically. So a third and goal here. And so this will be down to about the 14-yard line here for the Bulldogs on a third down. Taking their time with this lead, walking up to the line. One wide receiver to the left, one to the right. Davis is in the backfield as well as Brock Matice. And Nealis is under center. Nealis is going to run to the left side. Now he's going to try to tuck in and run. Harrington is just able to trip him up. Just got enough of him to make him stumble, and he gets down to about the 6-yard line here. So fourth down coming with 5:40 to go here in this third quarter. Boy, he needed about a whisker to get around the corner there. Harrington did a great job to get to the outside to trip him up, though.
Yes, he did, and I think that was a pass play, actually. It looked like there was a receiver downfield, but I don't know if he ran the wrong route or something like that, but as you said, great play defensively.
Timeout for Delhi. They're going to talk it over on fourth down. We'll take a 30-second break. Delhi 41, Sydney 7, late third quarter on CDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Out-of-town score update from down the road. With 7 minutes to go in the third quarter, Walton now leading Spencer Vanette and Kander 46-16. So the Orange Crush are still in control there. Delhi leading Sydney here 41-7 with 5.5 to go in the third quarter. But they're knocking on the door once again here, Sky.
Fourth and goal. We'll see what they draw up here.
Nealis in the shotgun on a fourth and goal. Rolls to the outside. Nealis is going to tuck it himself. He's going to try to get to the pylon, and he's in. Logan Nealis wins the foot race to the corner of the end zone, and it's a Delhi Bulldogs touchdown. So Nealis continuing to have a fantastic day. Whether he's running it, whether he's throwing it, he's going to have some great stats at the end of this one. That makes it Delhi 47 and Sydney 7 with 5:16 to go in the third. Nealis with about a 10-yard TD run there. And the extra point coming up here with Schnabel. Everybody getting set here. Nice crowd on hand for today's contest between the Warriors and the Bulldogs. And they're getting a nice show from the Bulldogs here today if you're a hometown DA fan. Extra point is good. Makes it 48-7. Delhi on top of Sydney with 5:15 to go in the third. We'll be back on CDO.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedules. Starting pay is $15 an hour, no experience necessary. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center for wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service? Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. Sydney in the middle of a nice return here. Logan Russo started at the 25 and just got tackled at the 45, weaving his way through traffic. Russo's had a nice afternoon here for the Sydney Warriors. But Sydney trails Delhi 48-7 with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter.
I've been very impressed by Russo. He's a very talented player. I believe he's only a sophomore.
Mm-hmm.
Very impressed.
Yeah, he's some of the younger guys that Sydney is very impressed with. Heard a lot of talk over the last couple of years about the youth program and the modified, the JV teams that have been doing so well here for Sydney. And those guys are starting to finally make it up to the varsity level. Going to hand it off here to Russo to the outside. Cuts back across the 50. Brought down by the Bulldogs. But again, another nice run by Logan Russo, the 5'8", 140-pound sophomore. So coming up on 4.5 to go, third quarter, Delhi 48 and Sydney 7. Ball at midfield here, and Sydney will be in control on a second down and about 6 to go after that first down run by Russo. Here's the snap. They're going to go right back to Russo. Cuts to the outside, dives his way forward. Going to be third and manageable here for Sydney as they are into Delhi territory. I'd say about a third and two, a third and three here for the Warriors, and maybe this is going to be the new point of attack here, having Logan Russo in the backfield with 4 minutes to go here in this third quarter. Waiting for the snap in the shotgun. QB keeper for Easton gets to the outside. He's got some daylight, cuts back 35-30 before he's tackled. Ball comes out, but I believe it was out of bounds and he was down. So a QB keeper moving the sticks forward here for Sydney. With 3:45 to go in the third, Delhi 48 and Sydney 7. And so that's going to move the chains here for the Sydney Warriors. Got to give a lot of credit to Sydney for continuing to work hard here in this second half.
And you're seeing a little bit different point of attack, as you said. Like, Rusev has been in the backfield a little bit more. He's been normally split out as a receiver, throwing to him. He's ran the ball very well out of the backfield as well. And they've been doing some new things that I like to see.
46-24 is the score down the road in Walton. And it looks like some of the backups are in for the Walton Warriors. Again, they lead 46-24 over Spencer Van Etten Kander. As I'm told, Spencer Van Etten Kander scores on a Hail Mary on that last play. So 46-24, the score down the road. Sydney's going to take a timeout here as they got a nice drive going with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. It's Delhi 48, Sydney 7 on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Delhi 48, Sydney 7. Nate Lowell and Skylar Thompson with you today on WCDO. Of course, online as well, WCDOsports.com. Our sponsor there is SFCU. They're a big-time supporter, always have been, of local high school athletics here in our area. So Sydney marching well here. They're into Delhi territory, going right to left. Ball at the 30-yard line. Warriors trying to make something happen on a first and 10. Sophomore QB Dylan Easton trying to fix his helmet here and waiting for the snap. Actually, that was Logan Russo fixing his helmet. Then he gets the handoff, runs to the right side, gets down to about the 25. Very shifty running there from Russo. Makes him hard to bring down. So 2:50 to go here in the third. Again, Delhi leading 48-7. So Easton picks up about four, so a second and six coming up here for the Sydney Warriors as they get the play coming in from the sideline. Waiting for the play again. Delhi leading Sydney. Delhi trying to move to 3-0 with a win this week. Trying to keep pace with their rivals down the road. Walton, who is also looking to go to 3-0. And waiting for the snap here. A little miscommunication there between Easton and Russo. Easton's going to keep it, cuts back to the inside, avoids the tackle, and now is brought down. Going to keep that clock running. He's inside the 25 to about the 23-yard line here with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. And this is going to be a third down and about four to go here for Sydney. 48-7 our score. Sydney trailing Delhi on the road here today at Delaware Academy. Sydney content to, again, wait to get the play from the sideline. I think right now they just want to be methodical, execute play-by-play, and not make any silly mistakes down here with a chance for the offense to maybe cash in. Here's the snap. Easton wants to throw to the outside. He's got Russo. Gets around one defender, but they bring him down. Davis was out there to help and make a tackle. And Adam Cook as well was able to wrap up Russo before he could get into the second level. Fourth down coming here, Sky. Let's see what Sydney's going to dial up. Delhi leading 48-7. I think if you're Sydney, you're deep enough down in here now. Fourth down at about four to go. Have a good chance to go for it here.
And as you said, they're going a lot slower. I think they're in a spot now where they're thinking, get the right play call in. Let's not, you know, screw something up. We're in a good spot to score. Let's see if we can get it in the end zone.
Waiting for the snap. Here is Easton. Wants to throw to the inside. It's complete, but I believe it's going to be short of the first down. Pass was complete for Lucas DeMott, but he is short. It's going to be a turnover on downs, and Delhi will get the ball back. A nice drive by Sydney just comes up short here for the Sydney Warriors. I think they came up about a yard short on that one. Russo was hoping to catch it and run, but the Delhi defense was able to snuff it out. We are under a minute to go here in the third quarter. Delhi 48 and Sydney 7. We're also keeping an eye on the Walton and Spencer Van Etten Kander game. a busy day around the area with lots of soccer games and field hockey, tons of soccer games, in fact, a couple big cross-country meets, so we'll make sure that we have all those results for you later. I'll have them on my website, natelull.com, so make sure you check that out. Or you can follow me on Twitter, at Nate Lull. Do my best to get some of those scores out to you throughout the day. Saturdays have become very busy in recent times. Going to hand off here for the Bulldogs. Trying to cut to the outside on that right side was Brock Matice. Good for maybe about 2 yards. And that'll do it for the third quarter. Delhi 48 and Sydney 7. Fourth quarter coming up. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla, the little store with so much more. Chris Brown and his staff are friendly and helpful and always willing to answer any questions about your family's health. Brown's Pharmacy also features health and beauty products, vitamins, and Ananda Professional CBD products, as well as Russell Stover candy and a fine selection of greeting cards. All cards are at half price, too. So stop by the little store with so much more. Brown's Pharmacy at 225 Main Street in downtown Unadilla.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Start of the fourth quarter here in Delhi, and the Bulldogs, they push their lead to 48-7 over Sydney here as we start the fourth quarter. Again, live from Delaware Academy. Update from down the road, Walton, late in the third quarter, now leading Spencer Vanette and Kander, 54-24. So 54-24, looks like Walton and DA, as long as everything holds, could be moving to 3-0 here in the Section 4 football season for Class D. So we will flip ends of the field here to start the fourth quarter. Delhi coming out of the huddle. They are now going right to left on your radio dial. Sydney settling in on defense. Here is Nealis under center. He's going to hand off. And for Brock Matice, it looks like, gain of about one on the play. So a third down coming up and about, I would say, seven to go here for the Delhi Bulldogs. Good chance for both sides to use some new players here in the second half. Wonder if at some point maybe we'll see Charlie Haight go back in for the Delhi Bulldogs at quarterback. We saw him a little bit at the end of the second quarter. And you'll want to make sure you stay tuned for our postgame show. We'll have our three awards brought to you by Offense, Defense, and All Purpose. Make sure we don't forget them here today. See, we're just not used to doing soccer. So going to be a handoff here on third down. Delhi tries to run to the outside, has nowhere to go. Lucas DeMott with a nice shoestring tackle there for the Warriors. So fourth down coming up, and will we see a Delhi Bulldogs punt here?
Looks like it. They're bringing them out on the field.
I don't think we've seen a Delhi punt so far today. We have 10.5 to go here in this fourth quarter, kind of the Buffalo Bills style. They don't like to punt anymore. But these guys do look like they will punt it away.
And while we wait for the punt, Nate, I just want to say really quick, congratulations on the award that you just received.
Oh, you had to do it.
I had to do it.
Well, thank you very much.
For those who don't know, Nate received an award for what he was doing for the Nate Wall Scholarship.
Yeah, thank you very much. It was a nice day the other day as this long punt goes to Russo. He had a tough time fielding it, but then does fall on it at the 40-yard line. Yeah, the award given by New York State Broadcasting Association, which is it's a really nice organization that does a lot for TV and radio stations throughout the state, and was able to win one of their Serving New York Awards. It's a kind of a community service type award, and that was for the work that we did with the Nate Lull Scholarship. CDO was a big part of that, getting the word out, getting people to not only our golf tournament event, which we had in July, but also the event we had at Awestruck Ciders last Sunday. And we've been able to raise just about $13,000 for the scholarship that we'll give away this year. Handoff on first down. Going to go to Marino on the outside as Sydney's now going left to right. And the Bulldogs are there to sniff it out and get a good tackle on the play. So we will have second down and about seven coming up with Delhi leading Sydney 48-7. 9.5 to go in the fourth quarter here. So, yeah, that was a nice day. We got to go down and have a nice luncheon and awards ceremony down in Binghamton. And I think the biggest thing that I take away from those awards is that those awards are throughout New York State and including New York City. So when you get one of those awards, it's pretty cool because you know that the committee is recognizing people from across the state. And to get recognized for something we're doing right here in our little hometown area is kind of neat. I like that.
And as I said to you before, it's really great what you're doing with that, with the scholarship, and $13,000 is just incredible.
A incomplete pass here for Sydney on third down, sails out of bounds. Yeah, I mean, we don't have the applications open yet, in case you're listening and saying, how could my senior in the class of 2023 apply? We will have those up in October on natelull.com. I'll make sure we spread the word about that. And we are honing in on the exact criteria we want to ask for the scholarship. But we're hoping to give out one for a boy, one for a girl, to any school that's in the WCDO coverage area, which we will define that as well. Easton here on third down rolls out, wants to throw. He's got a receiver. It's complete into Delhi territory at the 40-yard line. And a great catch there by Lucas DeMott. A great throw on the run there from Dylan Easton. Very impressive.
And great catch as well. That was a tough play going towards the sideline. Had to make sure he got a foot in bounds. So very nice job by both.
So Delhi still leading 48-7 with 8.5 to go in the fourth quarter here at Delaware Academy. But, yeah, we want students to be able to apply. It's also going to be open for students maybe looking to go to trade school or something like that. And we'll be able to give that money. I think we're going to be able to do $2,000, $4,000, or $5,000 scholarships coming up. So we will have all that criteria. And it will be a separate committee picking those award winners. So Nate Lull does not have to choose for the Nate Lull Scholarship. I would not feel right doing that. So hand off to Marino on a first down. He's to the outside on the left side, brought down at the 35. Hard nose running there by Marino. He has had to earn every yard that he has gotten today, that's for sure. So seven, coming up on 7.5 to go in the fourth. Delhi leading 48-7.
And I remember when we were doing, I think it was the last game we did last week, maybe, a Unadilla Valley game, I believe.
Yes.
We
yep.
talked about it a little bit there. And you originally were expecting maybe a couple hundred dollars or something like that. And to get the amount that you've gotten is really remarkable.
Well, when we sold out the golf tournament, and we had to do two flights. A lot of Delhi and Sydney people were there. Coach Matthews came and played. I thought, wow, this is much more than I expected. Here's Sydney on a handoff on second down and about five to go. They're going to push the pile forward over the 30. Good for a first down. Nice running there by the Sydney Warriors. Corbin Cash coming in to do the job again. You know, I was thinking, okay, maybe we get 15 teams in the golf tournament. 12 to 15 was kind of my goal. And I'm thinking, you know, by the time we cover our costs, maybe we can give away couple hundred dollars, like you said. Maybe we make $1,000 or $2,000 profit, and we walked away with the golf tournament making $8,000. It was incredible the amount of people that came out, participated in the tournament and the raffle. So that was really great, and we'll be able to give all that money to local kids. That's going to be a lot of fun. Here's Easton on a first and 10 running for his life, and he's brought down by that Delhi defense chasing him into the backfield. Very nicely done there by Gavin Matthews. It looked like hauled him down. So right after the golf tournament, I thought, phew, I can take a deep breath, right? Awestruck Ciders and the good people over there came and said, we'd love to do an event in September where we can have vendors and live music and a food truck and a Nate Lull cider. And we did that last Sunday, and we raised an additional $5,300, and the turnout was fantastic. So I can't say thank you enough. If you're listening and you were there, thank you. It turned out really, really well. So that gets us to our total that we're at. So it's been a lot of fun. And here's a QB keeper for Easton, and he's going to run for the end zone here, and he's just tripped up at about the 2-yard line. Easton was looking like a 100-yard or 100-meter dash there, sprinting up the gut, and finally brought down at the line by the Delhi defense.
He really did, and that's why I said, wow, he really exploded right out of there.
I believe it was Schnabel that just grabbed him by the shoelaces and brought them down. So a first and goal here for Sydney as we come up on 5.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Delhi leading 48-7. Can the Bulldogs make a little stand here? I didn't mean to go off on that tangent on the scholarship, but
it's pretty
cool that maybe somebody on this field today could win something like that. Corbin Cash is in for a touchdown for the Sydney Warriors off the left edge, and he's in for 6 points for the Warriors. Nice little run, all set up by that great run there by Dylan Easton. That was one of the best runs we've seen of the day.
Yeah, he exploded out of there, and here's the thing. I appreciate you talking about it because you don't talk about the stuff that you do.
No, I don't.
I'll bring it up here on the radio whether I'm supposed to or not. But the other reason, though, is it's for such a great cause. It's not about you. It's about the kids who it's benefiting and all the community businesses and people who came out to the event or donated, sponsored.
Snap was high. Didn't mean to interrupt you there, but Reardon's going to have to try to run. He's got nowhere to go, and so the extra point is no good.
No, that's okay. We have to do that, too. But as I said, all the businesses and people that came out and made that stuff happen, I know how you are as a person. It's not about you. It's about doing stuff for the kids in the community, which you do every day of every week, it seems like, covering sports and tweeting and all that. So I just want you to get the recognition on the air that you deserve and say just thank you for all you do in this area.
We'll keep it right here. Delhi leading Sydney 48-13, 5.5 to go in the fourth, and I really appreciate that. It's become weird. I say this quite often on the podcast. I took the job, and I'm the WCDO sports director, but somewhere along the way, when I went to a game, it became Nate Lull's here, and my name became like one word almost. It's not like Nate's here or Mr. Lull, God forbid. No one ever please call me that, but, you know, it just became Nate Lull's here. And so as we started going on, I just found that was the most recognizable thing about me was my name. I didn't mean to name a scholarship or my website or anything after that. It is just Nate Lull's here, and it has just become, it's taken on a mind of its own, and it's I'm very grateful for it. So.
And your website is great.
Well, thank you.
It really is, with the standings, and you do update it, and I'm a big fan of the articles that you've done.
Got a new one coming today.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Give me some reading material.
Well, that's been one of the toughest things is, we're so busy with games and scores and standings that I haven't been able to get up as many articles as I've wanted to. And I know that you love reading the articles, and I appreciate that. So we have two interns this year who are helping, and one of the things I've tasked them with is coming up and getting some good stories for articles.
There you go.
So I think we're going to have some new flavor on there with some good writing from some young athletes in the area as well.
I like that.
So our score now is Delhi 48, Sydney 13, 5.5 to go here in the fourth quarter. And Sydney will be kicking off. Delhi will be getting it back after that five-yard touchdown run from Corbin Cash. Line drive kick here, fielded by the Bulldogs back at their own 10. They'll look to bring it out to the 20, now to the 30. Good run back out to about the 33-yard line before Sydney is able to bring down our runner there for the Delhi Bulldogs, which was Noah Dungan, who had a touchdown back in the first quarter for DA.
And I got to be honest, watching this Delhi team again today, I watched them, as I said, against Oneana. They have been very impressive, mm-hmm. once again to me, with all the different ways that they can attack you offensively. Their defense has been great as well. And when they played against Oneana, they held them to only 6 points that game, too. But this offense is very tough to stop, especially with through the air as well as on the ground. To be able to do both so well, it's going to be a matchup problem for anyone they face.
Yeah, a lot of pieces. And I think the last few years, a lot of people that are outside of Delhi thought, okay, they've lost this big name, they've lost that big name, but they seem to just keep rebuilding from within. The youth players that are coming up, obviously very well coached, and they've been able to fill in very nicely. And I think the same thing for this Sydney team. We know that they're about a year away maybe from being a contender again. Here's a handoff to Sam Davis to the outside for Delhi. Davis is on his horse to the 30, 25, 20, knocked out of bounds at the 15. Russo was able to chase him back. And a nice run there by Davis with 4:40 to go in the fourth. Delhi leading 48-13. And Davis on his horse, as I said, down the left sideline.
And that's just another weapon. We've seen him run the ball a few times today very, very well as well. And it just creates that problem. It's like, as we talked about, you know, they've lost these guys every year, but it's like, oh, they're not going to have it. But nope, someone else steps up. They've come through the program. They do a great job.
Coming up on 4.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Delhi 48, Sydney 13. Delhi is on the march, though, once again. Could they put an exclamation point on this game here today? We'll have an update for you on that Walton score momentarily. We've got a flag on the play. Hand off here to Brock Matice. He's wrapped up, and we'll see what the flags are about. And I will get a score update here. Walton ahead 60-24 early in the fourth quarter over Spencer Vennett and Kander. So Walton certainly putting the points up today, Sky.
Yeah, that's a lot of points to put up.
And so again, 60-24, that score down the road for Walton.
And as we talked about, they have a big game coming up next week against Tioga.
Yeah, huge game there for Walton. That's a great early season test. I can't remember if that's home or away.
I believe it's in Tioga.
Which makes it even harder. So.
Yeah, that's not exactly over here to Delhi.
That's a long trip. And just going there is always tough. I feel like they play well wherever they go, but I think Tioga at home is an even tougher task, which makes it so incredibly cool that a couple of years ago when you were still on the staff, you guys went out to Tioga week one, I believe, right, and really took them right to the wire that year.
So I was on the staff, but I wasn't at that game. I actually I couldn't make that game because of work obligations, unfortunately. But, yes, it was the very first game of the season, and it was a great game. And it was basically a preview of what people expected to be the sectional final, and which that game, of course, lived up to.
Wow. We were talking before at halftime when we were off the air. That's one of the best games we've done in quite a long time. That sectional final 2019 in the freezing cold down at Johnson City between Tioga and Walton. That was an all-time classic. Handoff here for Delhi. Inside the 15, down to about the 12. Good running by Brock Matice. And Charlie Haight is back in at quarterback right now for Delhi. With 3:20 left, Delhi leading Sydney 48-13. And so this will be the play from the sideline here. Delhi just kind of taking their time, making sure they do it correctly, but also no need to be in a hurry right now if you're the Bulldogs. And so waiting for the snap here on a third down and about six to go. They'll hand it right back off to Brock Matice. Cuts to the outside. Sydney sniffs this one out. He's got nowhere to go. Three tacklers get over there. Russo was there for the Sydney Warriors, as well as Corbin Cash on the tackle. Make sure you stay tuned for the post-game show. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players here today. And big thank you to those sponsors for always coming out and supporting our three awards. As we mentioned earlier, we gave out one extra one last night for soccer. I said, hey, why not? Let's do 2-2. When you had that tie, it just didn't feel right to give one to one team and not the other. So.
And that was a great game, and you couldn't, not do, two for both.
Yeah, so we did an offense, a defense, and then two all-purpose awards for that soccer game last night. And I think we started something because we've had some other requests to maybe do some more soccer during the week if there's a game at night under the lights or something like that. So we'll see if we'll be back with some more soccer this year. Here's a handoff on fourth down. We got a flag on the play. Nowhere to go for the Delhi runner. Might be a turnover on downs here with a buck 50 to go.
So you mean to tell me people were impressed last night?
Well, no one used the word impressed.
Okay, all right. Good clarification.
We are still learning the ropes with our soccer announcing. But immediately I had a couple of schools say, hey, if we're doing a night game, love to have you. So that's a good sign. They didn't say, please don't come. So
yeah, you could have got that one.
Turnover on down, so Sydney's going to get it back here with a buck 50 to go. Again, post-game show coming up in just a couple of minutes. And this is an exciting win here today for Delhi, a nice crowd and beautiful weather for this matchup of the Warriors and the Bulldogs. And so Sydney bringing in some new personnel as well for the last 2 minutes of this contest here. Clock is running. We're going to head down to about 90 seconds to go. And waiting for the snap. And they'll try to hand it off here on first down. Going to go right back to Corbin Cash across the 20 to the 25 before he's brought down. New quarterback into the game now for the Sydney Warriors is Josh McNamara, also one of the talented sophomores who we've been hearing a lot about. But these guys just earning their time. It's got to be tough as a young player to maybe watch a little bit and say, man, when am I going to get my chance?
And as you said, these guys have had so much success so early on in their careers at the modified level and all that, to where it's like it's a completely different mindset now when I'm not in the game the entire game.
It has to be tough, too, because I hear so many local teams say, well, you know, we had a really good youth team, but it didn't translate to varsity. It just shows, I think, that that gap is so hard there. And when you get there, everything changes.
I mean, I can speak from experience with that myself. Our seventh grade team, we didn't play anyone even close when I played seventh grade modified, and varsity just didn't translate. It's a completely different game, and it gets a lot harder.
Down to 30 seconds to go. Looks like we might have one last play here for the Sydney Warriors today. Delhi is going to put a stamp on this one and improve to 3-0 on the young season. And McNamara throwing to the outside. It's almost picked off, knocked away there by Schnabel. We said it before, he's a gamer. He's going to take it right down to the final whistle. So
if he caught that, he would have wanted that pick six right there. You could tell he wanted that.
He got up off the ground and clapped his hands together, and that's just how he is. He's a competitor. We've seen it on the football field, and we've seen it inside on the basketball court as well. He had a really nice winter last year for this DA Bulldogs team, who made it to the MAC championship.
I was very impressed when we did a few of their games against Unitego, for example.
Mm-hmm.
He was very impressive.
So it looks like we'll have one last play here, a run up the middle, and that is going to do it. Runner is brought down, Corbin Cash on the play. Final score, Delhi 48, Sydney 13. Post-game show and our awards coming up on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back one last time to Delaware Academy. Dave Kelly Field, we haven't even said that today. Hard to believe.
That's almost like a crime.
Yeah, that is like a crime because he is the best of the best. The Hoover-Kelly matchup. Wish I'd been around for radio in those days, for sure. That's legendary matchups. But our final score here today, Delhi 48, Sydney 13. Let's see if we can get an update from down the road. Still 60-24 is the last check we had. Walton on top of Spencer Bennett and Kander. Those were really the two local games that we had to keep an eye on today. So, again, 48-13, our final score here. And we'll see if we can get some final stats coming in as well. But let's go through our scoring summary. Back to the first quarter. Ryan Wilson started things off, for Delhi with a 50-yard TD run, made it 7-0. And then three straight passing touchdowns for quarterback Logan Nealis. He found Noah Dungan, he found Luke Schnabel, and he found Angelo Kristen for two 20-yard touchdown catches and then an 80-yard touchdown catch. That made it 28-0. At the end of the first quarter. Second quarter, Schnabel caught another pass from Nealis, 37 yards, made it 34-0. And then right at the end of the second quarter, it was Chris Marino picking off a pass from backup quarterback Charlie Haight here for Delhi. He returned it to the house on that pick six, made it 34-7. Third quarter, Ryan Wilson was back at it. Another touchdown run of 5 yards, made it 41-7. Nealis had a run of his own, did it with his own 2 feet, and that made it 48-7. And then Sydney had a nice drive at the end of the game, and Corbin Cash scored from 5 yards out to make it 48-13. So just a great job here by Delhi today. Very impressive. As you said multiple times, a lot of weapons, and that's going to make them tough going forward.
It is, and as we said many times, too, the different ways that those weapons can attack you, whether it's running the ball up the middle, whether it's running the ball on the outside, whether it's passing the ball through the air, it's going to create a lot of matchup problems for anyone that they face going forward.
Let's get into our three awards. First up is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. NBT Bank has been serving the Tri-County area for over 150 years, and they're proud to support local sports here on WCDO. I think I'd like to go with Logan Nealis today, QB for Delhi. The field general out there, he did it with his arm, he did it with his legs. He was a part of a ton of those scores here today. Logan Nealis can get our offense award.
Can't disagree with that at all. I think at halftime, we're saying it was 5 of 6 on his passes, with 4 of them going for touchdowns. Great start to the game. He got them going on the right path.
Defense, I'd like to give it to a Sydney Warrior here. Of course, our defense award is brought to you by Marabito Gresham Insurance. Marabito Gresham is a local hometown agency that you can trust, and they're proud to support local high school football on WCDO. You know, I think there's a lot of ways you could go with Sydney. I thought Trevor Harrington was outstanding. I thought Logan Russo was very, very good. But let's give it to the pick six. I think Chris Marino was a nice spark there for Sydney, and that's the true definition of the award, dynamic defense, and he gets it.
I was going to say, if you got to go defense award, he got a pick six. That right there is the defense.
That's perfect, right? So now let's give out our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, of course brought to you by ACCO in Sydney, a proud local employer and happy to support local athletics on WCDO. I think the other guy that was everywhere today was Luke Schnabel. I think he should get our All-Purpose Award. Offense, defense, doesn't want to go down. He's scoring, he's catching, you name it, he did it.
And even at the end of the game here, we saw it. Yeah. He wanted that pick six and was disappointed he didn't get it. Great, deserving award, great game for him today. And as we talked about, Delhi, a lot of weapons today, but Schnabel definitely all around played a great game.
That gives that's the end of our three awards there, as we gave those out. So big congratulations to our award winners here today. So again, our final score, 48-13. Delhi defeats Sydney. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. We'll let you know early this week where we're going to be next week, as we'll see what week 4 of the season brings. So, Sky, thank you for coming today.
It's always great to be here. Beautiful day and nice football game.
All right. Again, that's going to wrap it up for Sky Thompson. I'm Nate Lull. Final score, Delhi defeats Sydney 48-13, and it certainly looks like Walton's going to wrap it up against Spencer Vanette and Kander down the road. So have a great rest of your Saturday. We'll see you soon on WCDO Sports.
Great hits from yesterday and today on your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.